Good morning from WRVO Public Media. I'm Jason Smith. It's 5:04. New York State is investing millions of dollars in Central New York and the Mohawk Valley with the hope that it becomes synonymous with the unmanned aircraft industry. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a 50-mile drone corridor is the centerpiece of this plan.
Many people think of commercial drones as a way for Amazon to deliver packages or Domino's to deliver pizza. But unmanned aircraft potential goes way beyond that, according to Larry Brinker, the executive director of the New Air Alliance of Syracuse. From public safety to forest management to medicine.
For organ transplant, you could use a UAS to move an organ just removed in lower Manhattan. Take it up to the Bronx in no time.
That's why the FAA figures the UAS business will be a $90 billion industry by 2025. But to get to that point, there are some technological hurdles. And that's where Brinker says the corridor comes in. There's finding a better way for drones to detect and avoid objects in the air, or solving the beyond-the-line-of-sight conundrum. Right now, operators need to be able to keep their eyes on their drones.
Everybody who is anybody in the unmanned systems industry knows that that's the holy grail. If I solve the problem of beyond-visual-line-of-sight flight, then I'm going to make some money.
Brinker says the corridor offers two things. Areas where testers can practice flying their crafts, where there's an air traffic system that's used to dealing with unmanned aircraft, and a testing and certification facility called New Star. And following last month's drone conference in Syracuse that drew 700 participants from 25 countries, the comparisons to Silicon Valley are flowing.
Companies are going to have to collaborate to come up with a solution because nobody really has a single answer. And that's what Silicon Valley, it's how it started. People are drawn to that area because of the collaboration.
The corridor stretches from Rome's Griffith International Airport, one of the nation's six FAA-approved UAS test sites, to Hancock International Airport, home to the 174th Attack Wing, which operates military Reaper drones from the airport. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.